Yeah, actually, we have come, or we will come here to Lesbos to hold the No Border Camp for two main reasons. So one is the situation in the detention center here, which is called Pagani, or the place is called Pagani, but we refer to it as Pagani, where it has a capacity for about 280 people, but right now they crammed more than 800 people into it. So 3 days ago, 150 minors, like young refugees, some of them, they're only 8 or 9 years old, some of them have been imprisoned there for 2 months in one room, 150 of them. They don't have enough place to sleep, so they have to sleep on the floor, some of them. They only have one toilet and no proper shower, and they're not allowed outside, and you know it's very hot here in Greece in the summer. So they went on a hunger strike. And yesterday we went there too, to show them our solidarity and support, and to demand the immediate release, like freedom. And we will definitely be focusing on the detention center further, not only on the minor refugees, but also on all the other refugees who are kept there. And the other issue we are focusing is practices of the Greek Coast Guard in conjunction with the European border agency Frontex. They're having an operation here, trying to stop immigrants and refugees coming from Turkey to Lesbos. And the way they do this is in a very mean way. Like what we hear like very often is that when they find, often at night, refugees in small rubber boats between the coast of Turkey and Lesbos, they just apprehend them, they beat them, they insult them, they destroy the boats, but put them back into the boat nevertheless. 2 weeks ago we had this one incident with some Somali refugees that happened to them, and the Greek Coast Guard just told them, you will die now, and put them back into the boat. And it was only for an English cruise ship that was passing by that rescued the Somalis, otherwise they would be dead. But this seems to be commonplace, and even the European Union with its border agency Frontex is not really doing anything about it. It seems they are cooperating in some way. At least there is no criticism of the way the Greek Coast Guard handles the refugees here. So that will be the two main issues of the No Border Camp.
Okay, can you just tell us something more about the schedule, timetable of events that will occur during this No Border Camp?
Yeah, we will start on Tuesday. So already there are more than 30 or 40 people now building the camp. And we expect much more to arrive on Monday and Tuesday, and we will start with some workshops on Tuesday and Wednesday about different issues around migrants and refugee policies in the European Union and around. Like, for example, we will have a workshop on the role of the European border agency Frontex. We will be talking about this Dublin II agreement, which leads to these deportations within Europe, that, for example. And on Thursday, we will take to the different villages which are here on Lesbos, like the bigger villages, to present No Border Camp there and have some discussions with the people. On Friday, we have this is the detention center. So we will have an action in Pagani again. And on Saturday, we will take to the port and try to block the operation of the Greek Coast Guard as efficiently as possible, so that for at least one day they cannot do their dirty business.